cool topic that I've seen online a lot of people talking about is the best car you could buy nowadays for under 50 grand. Now, we got to set up some quick disclosures. This is under 50 MSRP because you could still go to a dealership even now with the car market going down, and they're asking like 10, 20, 30 grand over.
Crazy markups nowadays. Yeah. But yeah, we're going based off of MSRP. But yeah, welcome back to the
God Next podcast, soon to be named. We got to
We'll get there. You know, we'll eventually get there eventually. Maybe. But yeah, my name's Trent.
My name's Evo.
And should we just get right into it?
Let's just get right into it. So go with your first one.
All right, my first one, I got to give a shout-out to our editor, Matias. I'm going to say the Prius Prime, the all-new Prius Prime. Okay. To be honest, I think it's a good-looking car.
I think it's a good-looking car, too. I drove one. We did a review on one, and the interior is really nice. Like, it's, like, miles better. Like, it seems like Toyota took, like, a good platform and just built it on.
Yeah.
And the Prius gets too much hate just because of its age. Hybrid.
It was like the first hybrid, I feel like, that everybody remembers. So yeah,
car people hate the car, and I was on that bandwagon for a while too. I'm not gonna lie, but the new car is actually really nice.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I understood the hate before just because of it wasn't the best, but honestly, Toyota did do a big improvement with the Prius. It looks great, and you know, when I hear about the gas mileage, people get I get a little jealous a little bit, you know.
Yeah, we don't talk about gas mileage. I drive a 2004 Mercedes E55 AMG, and I get like 7-8 miles a gallon.
Yeah, you're worse off than me. I mean, I drive a 2017 Chevy Colorado.
Oh, you're fine. Get that V6.
Yeah, I mean, nothing crazy, but the Prius is still getting better gas mileage.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, the new Prius looks good. I think it's funny when I do see people do crazy mods to the Prius. I think it's one of the funniest things out there. But yeah, I think it's a good car for under 50K. It's a great car for people who aren't too crazy about, you know,
driving or cars or anything. They just want a great, like, A to B car that's good on gas mileage nowadays. Yeah. That's a great car.
Yeah, but what's your next car?
My first car is going to be, you have to put one of these on the list because it just makes sense. The Mustang GT. Yeah. So we have to, this is a fine line we have to ride because the new S650 generation is actually pretty expensive now. Mm-hmm. It's more expensive than the previous gen. So I'll talk about a non-premium regular Mustang GT. That car, you could get one for like under 50. You could get a manual or the 10-speed. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you get nowadays like 400 and I think 50-ish, 60-ish horsepower. If you don't, you're not getting the dark horse for under 50. It's not going to happen.
Absolutely not.
But you could get a manual and you could have so much fun. That's a lot of car for the money.
Yeah, I mean, having driven both the dark horse and the GT for daily commuting and stuff, I'm taking the GT. I mean, the dark horse might as well be a track oriented car.
It's stiff. It's very stiff. I mean, it's harsh on the road.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's not like Porsche GT3 RS level. Yeah. But it's like, it's stiffer.
Yeah, and the GT, it completes everything that you want to do. It does. You could take it to the track. It's great for just driving to work and stuff. It's, again, if you're not too big of a car person, but you want something a little sporty, it's a great car.
Yeah, I mean, you could also argue maybe even the EcoBoost Mustang. Yeah. If you really don't care about speed, sound, or anything, it's a great car. Great, like, sports car, intro sports car, but I mean, the GT is
worth it. Yeah, and I feel like getting a V8 with upwards of 400 horsepower.
450 grand.
Yeah, that's a great deal.
For sure. What's your next car?
My next car is going to be the all-new Nissan Z.
Oh, so that's kind of controversial, bro. Could you even get one for under 50?
According to the MSRP, you can. According to dealerships, no, never. but, I mean, I've only seen like two of them on the streets. I haven't seen very many, but I think they look amazing. I mean, I think they look way better than the 370Zs.
Oh, for sure.
It's just a great-looking sports car, and I guess it is a competitor to the new Supras and stuff like that. So if you can get one under 50K, good luck. But if you can, I think it's a great car for that. It looks great, sporty. I haven't really seen the interior too much, but Nissan does do a good job with their sports cars.
From a picture, the interior looks nice. And, I mean, you could get a stick shift or an automatic. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, they're twin turbocharged.
Yeah.
So they use the same motor that's in like the Infiniti Q50 and all that, the 3-liter twin turbo.
Great cars too.
Yeah, I mean, it's tuning potential is there. Mm-hmm. Right? With the 370 and the 350s, they were natural aspirated, so you kind of had to go like turbo or supercharger or whatever. Nowadays, they already come twin turbo. So you just need to tune and like the typical BMW guys, turbo downpipe and
yeah, you're set.
Or not turbo, tune. Yeah. It's a great car. And the interior looks really nice. I mean, I've never been in one. Want to, but it looks super cool.
Yeah, I mean, super cool car. It's kind of got that retro feel to it. Yeah. I mean, it did go back to like the 280 or
240Zs.
Yeah, and all 240Zs. Yeah. And so like, it's got, you know, those design aspects. So I really like that. I like the taillights on the car. I really like. They are very old school on it.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. My next car, and again, this is probably not going to be new cars. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not talking about only new cars. Listen, if you look hard enough and you have access to Mannheim, you can get a 2009 GTR 2010, which is crazy. I mean, that car, I'm not the biggest GTR fan. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of a boring car. It doesn't sound very good, whatever. But the when they first came out, I mean, they were killing supercars.
Yeah.
Like, it's a wicked fast car. I mean, nowadays, not that fast. It's got, like, 500 horsepower. But the tuning potential in that car is nuts.
Yeah, they were amazing cars for when they came out. I mean, it's kind of Nissan's fault where they're at right now because they haven't changed it.
Dude, they haven't redesigned it.
Yeah, it's been the same since, what, 2008 or something like that? Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, back then it was, that thing was a beast. I mean, it's a big car though.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I guess that's kind of a cheat, but another used car, I guess you could say, and I kind of hate to touch on this, but you can get an F82 M4 BMW or an M3 F80. You can do it for like under 50. Actually, you could get a really nice car for under 50.
Yeah.
Because they've dropped a lot. I mean, the G80s are, well, the G80s are kind of holding their value. G82s are kind of. Kind of going down. So if you paid 90 for it,
mm-hmm.
not sitting very pretty right now, you know what I mean? Because the values have gone down. But no, all jokes aside, that's a cool car for, like, you could pick one up for like 40 grand.
Yeah, and if you're going more of that used drive, there's plenty of really cool cars you can get for under 50K.
For sure.
I mean, if I'm going to go for a used one, I mean, you can get a Boxer like you did or a Cayman easily under 50. I mean, I've seen some for 20s.
Yeah.
Now, 911, on the other hand, good luck. Those things just seem to appreciate.
You can get a 911. You get a 911.1, which is like an early, like 12, 13 base Carrera. Mind you, you're probably not going to get a, like a 4S or anything. You're going to get a base Carrera. You could probably get a Carrera S if you stretch the miles, but they're going to be higher mileage, and it's going to be like used more. I mean, I saw one for sale for like 42 on Cars and Bids. Had like 115,000 miles on it. It was like a 2013 base Carrera. So it just shows. I mean, I guess if you're trying to make money on a car, or not make money, but not lose completely, 911 them maybe?
I mean, with the 911, you can get lucky because it seems like all their classics seem to appreciate. Yes. And Porsche's weird about their classics. They only need to be like, I think it's like 10 years or older, and they're considered a classic. Like,
what?
Yeah, it's, I mean, I don't know exactly the number, but cars from like the early thousands now, like 996s, 997s are considered classics.
So my old box was a classic?
Yeah.
Wow. Go.
So, and it seems just like classics go up in price. I mean, I've seen 930s, all that for 200. You can buy a brand new GT3 RS at the same exact price.
Yeah. Well, let's just say that you're not touching a 930 turbo for like under 200, probably. Like a clean one.
Yeah. Yeah.
You actually, might no, buy, maybe 150.
You might get some clapped out one for under 150.
How's that going to be if you get a clapped out one?
Yeah, good luck.
But, I'll, you know, getting back to the actual topic at hand, I guess a new car that I could talk about is the new Supra. I mean, you talked about the Z. I'll talk about the Supra. Supra uses the BMW's B58, which is a great motor. I mean, it's proven itself. It can take power. And it sounds really good.
Yeah. I
like this, the way the Supra looks.
Oh, yeah. I think it looks great for, especially for the time being. I mean, it took that. They had a hiatus between the Mark IV and the Mark V.
Yeah.
And I think they did a great job on the redesign. And I know a lot of Supras get the hate. Oh, it's a redesigned BMW. The Toyota 80, was it the 86 or whatever? And the BRZ, the exact same car. Subaru and Toyota. Car brands do it all the time. I hate to break to you, but your Audi is also a Volkswagen.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, Trent, you're about to get some enemies out there. That's fine. What are you trying to say? My A3 is the same thing as a Jetta?
When I used to work at Lamborghini, the Lamborghini keys were the exact same as the Audi keys.
Imagine that. Just imagine this to yourself, and we're getting kind of off track, but imagine this. You paid $750,000 for your Aventador SVJ, and I walk by you with my A4 keys, and they're the same thing.
Yeah. You scratch out the little logo, you don't even know whose car's who.
That's awesome.
But,
awesome.
Yeah, just get back on track, though. Yeah, the Supra's a great car. Looks great. Driven only one or two of them, but they drive really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I totally understand the hype around that.
Yeah, I've never actually driven a Supra, the new one. Really? I've driven a Mark II and a Mark IV. Never driven a Mark V. I've always wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty nice. I don't think I've actually ever driven the Mark IV, so I don't really know how to compare to that one that much.
What do you think about the new Camaro? Or, like, just in general, a Camaro for, like, under 50. That's a good amount of car. Like an SS.
Honestly, I could see that. Seeing Camaro's kind of in a weird spot. I mean, they just discontinued it. So, I feel like there's a chance it could appreciate in value, especially this last couple generations.
For sure.
I mean, for if they're going to be a Mustang under 50K, I think Camaro makes sense for under 50K.
Well, Camaro and Challenger, you get both of them for under 50K as well, yeah. And, I mean, we're trying to convince Jason to get a new Camaro right now, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, V8, LT1, 6.2, 450-ish horsepower. I mean, it's a lot of car, dude. Mm-hmm. And I prefer the way the Camaro drives over the Mustang and the Challenger. I just don't like the fact that you can't see anything out of the Camaro.
Yeah, the blind spots in that car are insane.
And then the Challenger's, I think the Challenger's the most muscle car-esque out of all of them.
The Challenger's cool. It feels so much bigger to me than the Mustang and the Camaro. That's the only thing I don't like about it. Like, when they say it's a boat, it's a boat.
It's a boat. It's big.
Yeah. But the Camaro, I think it's another great car for under 50K.
For sure.
Now, my next car might be, it's similar, I guess, a little bit, but this one's right in the line, like right at the 50K. The Cadillac CT4V.
Ooh. Ooh, okay.
Right at 49, like it's like 49,895 or something like that, MSRP. To me, that's a sick car. I mean, I've always liked the Cadillac V series. They got rid of the CTSV, but they brought the CT5 and the CT4V. And just hearing the CT4s, they look great. They sound amazing. The interior is super good. I mean, it's Cadillac.
For a V6, it sounds really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the interior is nice. It's a nice interior. You get them with the manual.
Yeah.
It's a great car. It looks cool on the outside, too. Aren't you trying to convince Jason to get one?
I mean, he said a CTV. I think he should get the CTV. And he's like, might as well.
Oh, my God. No, it's super cool. Super cool. Of course, the CT5 is the one you want.
Yeah.
V8, manual. But you can get a CT4. That's crazy. I didn't know they were around 50.
Yeah. I mean, again, good luck from the dealership for under 50. But you can swing a deal or something. But
Maybe. But, I mean, I think that's a good amount of cars, a good list of cars that we talked about here. Do you have any other ones you want to kind of mention? Or
The only other one I saw that was kind of interesting is you can get a BMW 2 Series. Not the M2, but it's a 2 Series.
I mean, you could get, can you even get an M240 for under 50? No, I don't think so.
I don't even think this one's an M2.
Oh, boy.
I think it's just a regular 2 Series.
230.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing crazy. Nothing. That's not going to stand out.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you could get an older one. Again, used. But new, I mean, you can't get an Audi RS3. Can't get a TTRS. I don't even think, you can't even get an S4. No. You can't touch it.
I mean,
for under maybe.
For under 50K, you are going to have to stick to more of the less performance brands like Toyotas, Nissans, Chevy and stuff like that. I mean, like the Toyota Corolla, the hatchback Corolla, the GR.
You get a GR Corolla for under 50?
Yeah.
That's a cool car.
It's a fun car.
You get a Golf R, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another really fun car, too.
Yeah, Golf R, Civic Type R. Mm-hmm. You get those for under 50. Those are cool cars.
You get all the little hot hatches.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, heck yeah. I mean, you guys let us know what you think. We probably missed one that you love or whatnot, so let us know. And again, we did kind of, you know, touch a little bit on the used side. We were trying to focus mostly on new cars that you can probably scoop up. So let us know down below. Thank you for watching, and we'll catch you in the next video.